Good afternoon. So great to, I guess I really can't see you. But anyway, I'm Pastor Frank Termine from Calvary Church in West Hartford, Connecticut. I'm so blessed that you've chosen to spend a few minutes with us this afternoon, remembering the day and time of when Jesus died for the forgiveness of our sins. This is going to be a family service, so I will try as best as I can to speak so children can understand. Now, right after this post, you can go on to the next post, and on that post is going to be Matt Thomas, our own Matt Thomas, leading us in musical worship, appropriate for Good Friday. But before I begin, let's bow our heads and pray. Father, you loved us so much that you sent your son, Jesus, to die for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus willingly did that for us. Help us to understand more today how much Jesus loves us. Help us to respond to his love like never before. Lord, I ask that you put your words into my mouth. May you be made famous throughout the entire world and worshiped. We pray all these things in the name of our living, dying, resurrecting Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, the story about Good Friday actually starts way back in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Now, God made this garden, and it was beautiful. It was absolutely perfect. And I imagine that it was sunny out every day. The temperature was always perfect, not too hot, not too cold. The trees were always blooming. There was plenty of fruit, beautiful flowers. The animals were friendly. And it was just a perfect place. Wouldn't it be nice if you and I were Adam and Eve? It'd be a nice place to live. But you know, Adam and Eve weren't thankful to God for all of that he created for them. They really weren't appreciative for what he did for them. God only told them not to do one thing. They could do anything else that they wanted. He gave them all this great beauty, and he just told them one thing. And the one thing he told them is there was this special tree in the middle of the garden. Just don't eat the fruit from that one tree. That's the only thing God asked them not to do. He said, don't do that. But he also told them if they did do that, he would punish them for that. But, yeah, all of the trees in the garden, they could eat any one they want, but you know which one they Adam and Eve chose to eat from? You're right, from that tree that they were told not to. Adam and Eve didn't want to do things God's way, obviously. That's why they didn't do it. They wanted to do things their way. It was like they were saying to God, my way, not your way, God. They wanted to determine what was right and wrong. They didn't want to live by what God said was right and wrong. Could you imagine saying that to God? My way, not your way, God? Well, that's exactly what Adam and Eve were saying to God. They wanted to determine right and wrong. They didn't want to listen to God. By disobeying God, Adam and Eve committed the first sin in the world. The very first sin. It's a sin every time we do something that God tells us not to do, or we don't do something that God tells us he wants us to do. It's a sin when your mom or dad, after dinner, says to go take your plate and bring it to the sink, and you don't do it. That's a sin. Now, because of an Adam and Eve sin, God punished them. God threw them out of the garden and into the world we live in. A world that has sickness and death, just like we have right now. Did you know Adam and Eve were never, ever supposed to die? They were supposed to live forever. They never were supposed to get sick. And you know what? Neither were we. We were never supposed to get sick. We were never supposed to be able to get coronavirus. We were never supposed to die. You know, remember this thing. Remember this. This is really important. When you don't do things God's way, bad things happen. Remember that. When you don't do things God's way, bad things happen. Maybe not right away, but they will happen. Now, Did you know that we inherited something from Adam and Eve? We all did, because we all are relatives, because Adam and Eve are our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. You know how you inherit certain things from your parents? Maybe your skin color, or maybe your facial features. You look like your parents. You might have the same color eyes. Well, we inherited something from Adam and Eve. We all got this from them. And you know what we inherited from them is not a good thing. We all want to sin. We inherited from them. We all want to say, my way, not your way, God. We got that from Adam and Eve. Because of their sin, Adam and Eve were punished by God. And because we do sins, like disobeying our parents, or lying, or stealing, or not being nice to other people, we will be punished by God for those things too. We will be punished by God for those things. But, you know, God did something really, really amazing. Something really, really special. He came up with a plan so that we would not be punished for our sins. Now, that's a pretty good plan. What God did is he sent his son Jesus to be born. And Jesus did something kind of incredible. Something we could never do. And you may find this hard to believe, but Jesus never, ever, ever committed a sin. Not one sin in his entire life. Jesus always did the right thing. Jesus never, ever sinned. He always obeyed his parents. He was always nice to everyone. He never stole anything, and he never even lied, not even once. Even though Jesus never sinned, never, ever, ever, God punished him anyway. You say, well, that's not fair. It's not. You know why God punished him? God punished him for our sins. See, he didn't have any sins to commit that he committed, but we do. Jesus was our substitute. He was punished for all our sins, so we wouldn't have to be. So think about it. Every time you don't do what you're supposed to do, Jesus was punished because of that. Now, on this day, a long, long time ago, Jesus was whipped and beaten. So he was bleeding, his back was wide open. Then bad men nailed his wrists and his feet to a cross. And Jesus hung on that cross for hours in real, real bad pain until he died. We call the day Jesus died Good Friday. Now, it was a bad day for Jesus, but it was a good day for us, because it meant we did not have to be punished for our sins, because Jesus was punished for them. And so we all want to stop and ask, why do you think that Jesus never sinned? Why? And the reason is because he thought differently than us. Jesus thought differently than us. Here's a great example. On the night before Jesus was going to die, he was really, really upset. He knew what was going to happen the next day. He knew there was going to be lots of pain on the cross, and it was going to be a terrible day. So he got down and he prayed to his Father. He prayed, God, please make it so that I won't have to die. Please make it. Don't make me have to die. But then Jesus said something really incredible. He said something very, very out of this world, if you will. He said, not my way, but your way, God. Not my way, but your way, God. That's why Jesus never sinned. That's why he never lied or stole. He always obeyed his parents when he was a kid. Jesus knew what God wanted, and Jesus always did things God's way. Jesus knew what God wanted, and he did it. Jesus even did what God wanted him to do when he died on the cross for our sins. Jesus didn't have to do that. He did it because he loved us so much, he did it anyway. Now, Good Friday is good for us because we remember how much God the Father and Jesus loves us. We remember that Jesus was punished for our sins on the cross, so we wouldn't have to be punished for them. Now, when we believe that Jesus was punished for our sins, then God forgives us. It's that simple. When we believe that Jesus was punished for our sins, then God forgives us. And he promises not to punish us for our sins. That means we'll never, ever be punished by God. And that's a great reason to love God and to love his son, Jesus. They loved us so much that God sent Jesus to die for us so that we wouldn't have to be punished. And you know how we can show how much we love God? By starting to think like Jesus. And that is, not my way, but your way, God. When we let God determine what's right and wrong, and not us, we don't try to do everything our way, we do things God's way. That's how people will know that we're Christians, because we try to obey God. And then you know what we do? We get our own Bible and start learning what God wants us to do, how he wants us to talk, how he wants us to act. And when we read our Bible, we learn more and more about God and how much he loves us and all the things that he did for us, he's doing for us, and will do for us in the future. So the next time you want to do something wrong, I want you to remember this. Not my way, but your way, God. And that's the story of Good Friday. It's that simple. We just have to believe that it's all true. That Jesus was punished for our sins, and that we won't be punished for ours. So parents and guardians, this is a great time now to follow up on this discussion and talk to your children, your grandchildren, about the good news of Jesus Christ. Maybe even now, they might want to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Spend some time with them. So Jesus died on Good Friday. He was buried, but something happened. Jesus didn't stay dead for long. And I want you to come back on Sunday to find out about the resurrection of Jesus. But before we go, let's pray. God, we love you because you loved us first. You sent Jesus to be punished for our sins, even though Jesus never did anything wrong. Help us all to trust alone in what Jesus did for us. Then may we start thinking like Jesus. Not my way, but your way, God. We pray this in the name of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.